on John chapter 1, Gospel of John. This session 5 covers verses 29 to 34, and it's entitled The Lamb, the Lamb. So let's read that passage, starting with verse 29 of John 1. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Profound. What an introduction. "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained,'" key, "'it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Now, last week in John chapter 1, we saw where John the Baptist was being questioned and challenged as to who he was. "Are you Elijah?" "No." "Are you the prophet?" "No." "Are you the Messiah?" "No." "Well, then," they ask, "why are you baptizing?" Actually, John the Baptist was a prophet. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets. As a prophet, he spoke forth the truth of God. That's the meaning of the word. He spoke forth the truth of God. God had been quiet for 400 years. Many generations had come and gone. Now there comes forward a prophet, not the prophet, to prepare the way for the key figure in all of human history. This one is the prophet, the Messiah, the chosen one, who left heaven and took on the body of an infant, that there may be a way to restore mankind in relationship to God the Father through the divine person of Jesus. John the Baptist sees him coming and announces to the world the greatest introduction ever heard. "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." This inaugurates a major change in Jewish theology. For one who sought God prior to Christ's coming, there was great frustration. You see, God had given 10 commandments for man to follow. Man could try his best, but he soon discovered that he could not obey them perfectly. No matter how hard he tried, he continued to deviate from the perfection of the law. Man knows that this deviation from perfection, also known as sin, separates him from God. In the ancient past, before the law was given, a man named Abraham left his home at God's command. He traveled hundreds of miles to a land promised to him, and even demonstrated to God that he loved and trusted him by being willing to sacrifice his son. God sees Abraham in his imperfect attempts to obey. God notes that Abraham is even guilty of intentionally disobeying. But Abraham recognizes the fault of his sin nature, and despite it all, Abraham trusts God for his past, present, and eternal future. Who else can he trust? Who else can you trust? His own nature is flawed. This faith that Abraham demonstrates is counted to him as righteousness. This righteousness, or goodness, or perfection, is what God is looking for in him, and Abraham is founded acceptable to God. He sets an example for all following generations, but few follow it. Years later, the law is given to Moses to clarify this issue of righteousness. A system of sacrifices created in which the blood of animals, a lamb if you will, is presented to God in formal worship to pay the price for sin and restore the relationship between God and man broken by sin. What was not generally realized was that animal blood is not adequate for such a task. Presenting the blood of an animal without the accompanying faith of Abraham was futile, foolish, unacceptable. God was looking for a change of heart, not a religious ceremony, which was essentially an excuse to sin. The few who came by faith, symbolized by the sacrificial lamb, are outspoken and critical of hypocritical worship. They are rejected and persecuted. These are inspired intermittently by the Holy Spirit and speak truth to their world. They often pay the price of persecution with their lives. This sorry situation continues for hundreds, even thousands of years. In John 1, we find the Lamb of God, with a capital L, Lamb of God, who takes away sin with his own blood applied to individuals who trust in him, who rest in him, who realize their own efforts are insufficient. By faith, a faith like Abraham's faith, they trust in the Lamb's sacrifice, his merit, and receive not only his favor, but his righteousness. And in this new economy, the Holy Spirit is given, indwells, and remains in each believer to secure their hope of eternal future with him. Father, what an amazing idea it is that for centuries you inspired individuals, spoke through them. They're called prophets. They wrote the Old Testament. But they were criticized. Sometimes they were persecuted. Sometimes they were killed. But then after you came, you no longer do you occasionally or intermittently indwell, inspire, but you live within the life of believers. You encourage them, you can inspire them, you can direct them, you can help them understand your word any day and every day as we try to obey and grow closer to you. What an amazing truth that is. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.